Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and I'm the producer of an event that's coming up in Kingston, New York, Benefit for Puerto Rico. It's going to be August 4th at 2 p.m. at the Old Dutch Church, 272 Wall Street, Kingston, New York. And I'd like to talk a little bit about the event and what its meaning is and significance is, and to try to entice some people to come. The event is going to be a film screening of the film From Mambo to Hip Hop, and which is going to be followed by a reception with music being provided by DJ Manuel Blas. And Manuel is going to feature the music of Puerto Rico, which is actually a very wide stretch of different kinds of music. I think people that come will be surprised. The film From Mambo to Hip Hop was produced by a friend of mine, Elena Martinez. And she's from the Hudson Valley, Wappinger Falls, and now she is living in the Bronx with her husband, Bobby Sanabria. Bobby's a very well-known Afro-Latin musician, band leader, and educator. And they run the Bronx Music Heritage Center, which basically promotes the reality that the Bronx was one of the great music centers of America. So this film From Mambo to Hip Hop, the reason we're running it is we want to attract as broad an audience as possible for this benefit for Puerto Rico. I don't think anybody needs to be told that Puerto Rico needs our help. I don't think anybody needs to be told that the way Puerto Ricans who are American citizens have been treated after their hurricanes is just a disgrace, and citizens need to step up and do what we can to raise awareness, keep the attention on Puerto Rico, and provide material aid. And so that's what this benefit is about. And the reason we're showing From Mambo to Hip Hop, again, is we want to attract as large an audience as possible, or as diverse an audience as possible. Rap music, which came out of hip hop, is now commercially the most popular music in America today. And I think a lot of younger fans may not be aware of the hip-hop roots of that music and the hip-hop culture that it came out of. And this will be very interesting, I think, to them. And they'll learn that Puerto Ricans in the Bronx had a great deal to do with the early days of hip-hop. And they'll also be introduced to this music called Mambo, which was extremely popular in the United States in the 1950s and early 60s. And we're hoping to attract some Mambo fans, including people who danced and partied at the legendary Palladium Ballroom. I know such people exist because when I give talks on Cuban music, invariably we get two or even three or more people in the audience of people that danced at the Palladium. The Palladium was a fantastic ballroom. It held about 1,000 dancers, and it featured mambo music, which was big band, jazz-oriented, Afro-Latin music. And many of the stars of the mambo movement were Puerto Rican, like Tito Puente, for example. The club, the Palladium, was really important. The Palladium Ballroom was really important because it was one of the first desegregated dance halls in New York and in America. Well, it's hard to imagine, but you go back to the 40s and 30s and earlier, and entertainment was segregated, not just in the South, but functionally in the North. And so to have a venue of that size right in the middle of Midtown Times Square area attract 1,000 people a night, Afro-Americans, Latinos, Italians, Jews, people of all ethnic backgrounds would go and dance at the Palladium because the music was so great. So we're hoping to attract some Palladium fans and introduce them to the hip-hop culture and attract some hip-hop fans and introduce them to the mambo culture. And if there's anybody that isn't aware of both those cultures, introduce them to both of them and show them that one of the important threads running through mambo culture in the 50s and early 60s and hip-hop culture in the 80s and early 90s, one of the important contributing sources were Puerto Ricans. Happened to be Puerto Ricans in New York. But hey, we're in New York. We're in New York State. And there are a lot of Puerto Ricans in New York State. And this is an awareness raising to let people know that Puerto Ricans are part of our community, and they're an important part of our culture. Their contribution has been an important part of our culture. That's the plan. The film basically shows Mambo and how it came to be. And the interesting thing about Mambo is it preceded rock and roll. So before rock and roll, there was Mambo. And that free-form dancing that everybody associates with rock and roll actually was invented on the Mambo dance floors. And you'll see this in the film. It's crystal clear. And breakdancing, you'll also see, which came up in the late 70s and early 80s, that also had clearly, it's visually obvious, some roots in the old Mambo dance style. So we want to show that if you're a hip-hop fan or a Mambo fan or a rock and roll fan or just somebody who's interested in culture, that all these things have a connected history, and Puerto Ricans played an important role throughout both movements. So it's a very entertaining film. It's a very educational film. Even if you know a lot about music, you're going to walk out of this film feeling that you've discovered something really significant about American culture. And then after the film, by the way, the film's going to be shown right in the sanctuary of Old Dutch Church. And if you don't know Old Dutch Church, it is the stunningly beautiful, I think they call it the Cathedral of Ulster County. It's in this stunningly beautiful church right in the heart of uptown Kingston. And Kingston was the first city, was the first real settlement in the Hudson Valley. There was Manhattan, of course, and then there was Fort Orange, also known as Albany. But the first one right in our region was Kingston. So this, you know, from a historical perspective, this is a really important historical ground. So by bringing together the fans of hip-hop and bringing together the fans of Mambo and bringing together people of goodwill at this very important, I dare say, sacred spot, we're not only raising money for Puerto Rico, we're raising awareness, and we're also hoping to raise, sort of a spiritual energy to help our brothers and sisters in Puerto Rico. So if anybody wants to talk more with me about this, my name is Ken McCarthy. I'm the producer of the event. My telephone number is 845-344-7309. The event is by donation. You can voluntary donation. You can pay nothing. We recommend $5, $10, $20. Some people can pay a lot more. We recommend they contribute a lot more. The money will be collected, and every penny received is going to the Hispanic Federation. This is a big, old group. You can look them up on the internet. They have been evaluated by Charity Navigator. They received a 100 out of 100 score for financial transparency. And believe me, that is a rare, rare thing in the nonprofit world. And they have a program called Unidos Relief and Recovery Program to support Puerto Rico. So every penny taken in for this benefit will go to the Hispanic Federation. The cost of this event, the expenses, or a lot of the labor is donated just to get it started. So hundreds and hundreds of dollars, probably thousands of dollars of donated labor. Elena has waived any normal screening fees that would be connected to showing a film to a public audience. The church, of course, is contributing their beautiful space. They're contributing the logistical things. They're also contributing food, which will be part of the reception. Also working with us is Radio Kingston, the new community radio station in Kingston, New York. We are going to have technical services provided by Radio Kingston, and Manuel Blas is a DJ who's got his own show at Radio Kingston. So this is not just a fundraiser, it's not just an awareness raiser, it's also a community unifier. I guess that's probably the best way to describe this event, and it's designed to do that, to bring disparate parts of our community together and to demonstrate that, hey, we're all interested in the same thing, you know, justice and a good time. So that's the benefit for Puerto Rico, screening from Mambo to hip-hop at 2 p.m. Saturday, August 4th at the Old Dutch Church in Uptown Kingston. If you need the exact address, it's 272 Wall Street. And after the screening of From Mambo to Hip Hop, DJ Manuel Blas is going to provide music, and we're going to have a reception, as a good time will be had by all. So tell your friends, and please come out and support us. Thank you. Bye.